And you're listening to the Saturday Log Brigade. Thank you, Kim and Reggie Harris and Rody Boat. I almost brought the mics on during our sound check, but I didn't think that would be fair. Hopefully you can hear us out there now. Can you hear us out there? Yes, I had the speakers off outside. We're broadcasting here from the Children's Museum, and White Noise is going to be performing in just a moment, and I can't wait to get your reaction to them. Thank you for being here with us so that we can enjoy each other's company. Today, the Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh, where kids and adults can take off on fantastic flights of imagination. The museum is open daily and offers visitors a chance to sculpt with clay, slide down a bowling alley, make paper, build and launch a boat, defy gravity, catch words that rain from the sky, and much more. Additional information is available at 412-322-5058 or pittsburghkids.org. Well, this is pretty cool. I know most of the people here. Mark Weakland is here, and you've heard Mark before by himself and with other people. And Mark's wife, Beth, is here also as part of this ensemble. You can hear me going through my notes here. Beth Good. I had to remember. I sometimes forget last names. And Doug Wilkins, who's been here with the Newlanders and a few other groups. Doug Wilkin, no S. Just no S, Doug Wilkin. And then Nathan Santos is here. And Nathan's played, I think, he played bass a couple. Yeah, Nathan's here. And then Nathan's wife, Kristen Santos, is here. So all together, they're known as White Noise. And what you'll hear are some standards, also some original compositions, and just some incredibly tight harmonies. I want you, please, as you're listening, to remember this is happening completely live. This isn't a recording with overdub or any kind of special mixing or anything like that. It's just live from our studios. Our pleasure to welcome White Noise. Oh my gosh, I have chills. I have goosebumps. You guys must feel that when you're singing, do you, Mark? When you hear this, because I mean, there's practicing on your own, there's practicing as a group, but when it all comes together, it's got to be
chords
really...
chords lock in especially, it's very nice.
Yeah, does it sound like there's more people sometimes than just the four others?
Sometimes, yeah, I guess so. Mm-hmm.
That can happen. Yeah. Harmonics start to ring if we're lucky.
It's something. Yeah. I have a lot of things I want to ask you, but first, how did this come to be? How long have you been singing together? And Nathan, was this your brainchild?
Not really. We've all been friends and musical collaborators for a long time. Chris and Beth worked together over Westmont Hilltop School District in Johnstown, and frequently they put on their school programs, and it was our tradition. We were all helping Beth out with her high school programs. Mark and I would accompany. Doug would run the sound, and everybody would come over to my house afterwards because we were so close to the high school. It was a convenient place to go out and hang out after the show. So one
Plus
night,
you had beer.
Oh yeah, one night, and we play in all kinds of other things together, whether it be theater or rock groups or jazz groups or whatever. We always seem to play jobs together. So the one night we were all sitting around, and I said, well, we have all of the voice parts represented. Why don't we sing sometime? And everybody said, oh, that would be a good idea. So eventually we started singing, and we actually decided to try to find a gig because we had enough arrangements worked up. And it actually was at a coffee house that we started singing. And it went from there. We just started getting more and more interesting things and working toward harder arrangements and actually original compositions. We sing with Johnstown Symphony and all kinds of other really wonderful opportunities. So it just built from there.
Well, and really there's some national groups. You think of New York Voices and Manhattan Transfer and a few others, but you're really holding your own. You just sound incredible. Particularly the arrangements. Not particularly, but the arrangements. Who's doing those? Is it collaborative or?
Well, yeah, some of them Beth finds or Nate finds or are kind of in the common a cappella repertoire, and Nathan does arrange for the group, so we do a lot of Nate's arrangements. I think that last one, I don't know who arranged
that. Was a Deke Sharon arrangement. It was a published arrangement that we picked up, and it was perfect for our voices.
So. Yeah. There's a TV show called Malcolm in the Middle. And the actor who played the father, whose name I can't remember, there was an episode where he was part of a barbershop quartet that did some very unusual arrangements. And the other members of the quartet decided not to go on. And he said, I'm still going to do it by myself. And he went on stage and he did just his part. And he did all the hand motions, and he only sang his part. And I didn't want to really reminisce about old sitcom plots, but I was thinking about that as I was singing. I was kind of watching and listening to each of you, and I can't imagine what it would be like to just be. Do you ever just practice your own part when you're by yourself? And I mean it, without the other four, it's kind of an odd thing, I would imagine.
I practice my solo part all the time, incessantly, so I can try to hang with the rest of the group here.
But I guess, Mark's got most of the solo lines. Nate's got some scat. I think probably Doug would have one of the more interesting parts if isolated by itself, because you're primarily doing bass reinforcement.
It's pretty much a bass line all the time, yeah.
And do you end up practicing that on your own?
I do sometimes, yeah, absolutely.
I can't imagine how difficult that might
sometimes
be.
Sometimes when we have more complex pieces of music, like for example, we just sang with the Johnstown Symphony Orchestra for their holiday concert in December. And we are working up a piece of music, and we had very little rehearsal time. So gratefully, we have technology like Sibelius or other things that enable us to create parts, and we can sing to them on our own or create an arrangement which doesn't have our parts, so we can include it in there or whatever the case may be. It helps out, for those of us who, don't play piano or whatever.
Yeah, it's I just can't imagine how I know the goal is to make it seem easy, but I can't imagine how much work has to go into getting that.
Oh, this
getting
is so
sound.
Hard, Larry. Yeah. This just takes endless hours of constant diligence.
Just like the top of a Coke oven, I'm sure. You're hearing the group known as White Noise. You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade. You think you recognize that song. What do you want to do next? Or do they even need to be announced?
Well, this is a song that features Kristen. It's Over the Rainbow, an old classic, slightly different take.
Here's White Noise again.
Somewhere over
Way up high, there's a land that I heard of once in a lullaby.
White Noise performing together. Have you recorded anything as a group yet?
Amazingly and sadly, no.
Well, maybe you can use the recording from today's program. Who knows? Because you sound just terrific.
It's one of those things we keep saying we're going to get around to it this year, and we just don't. And I have a facility, and we all do recording for other things, and we just don't seem to get it done.
So well, I think one of the things about that, too, is we are all perfectionists. And so I think there's a little bit of, next month will be perfect, and then we'll record. Or I think that's in the background.
I relate to that because it's rare. Pre-recording a program for us, people used to tease me, you should go on vacation more often. And I said, it's too hard. You know, what do we try to pre-record ahead of time because of that? It's more fun to be live. And I think, too, what you're doing, you really want people to hear it live as it's created. There's a certain sound. Do any of you have groups you particularly like that sing in this style whose recordings are available nationally? I mentioned a couple before, the New York Voices and Manhattan Transfer, or other just vocal groups that really knock you off your feet?
You know, all those groups are them. I know New York Voices has been a really big influence on my arranging style, Darman Meter and New York Voices, Manhattan Transfer, of course, the whole tradition. And as I said before, we all have been part of all kinds of different groups. Mark is a drummer and a guitarist. Of course, Doug is a guitar player. Chris and Beth are piano players, and we've all been performing in all kinds of different styles. So we've all experienced these musics, you know, all through our lives. But those groups, Take Six and, Rockapella, even the older groups of Four Freshmen and Singers Unlimited, Swingle Singers, the whole tradition.
I mean, there's you're naming some. I haven't thought about the Swingle Singers in a while. Yeah.
We also perform one at least, arrangement of the Real Group from Sweden, right? They're from Sweden.
Yes.
And we listen to them. They're a really precise, hardworking group.
And that's Real or R-E-A-L?
R-E-A-L.
Huh. I'm going to have to look
for
them. If you're just joining us, White Noise, comprised of five people, Nathan and Kristen Santos, Beth Good and Mark Weakland and Doug Wilkin performing together. Most are Westmoreland County based. I guess Doug is not. Everybody else is. Am I right about that?
We are. Mark and I are Somerset
County. Somerset County. Excuse me. Hallsopple, Pennsylvania. Shame on me. I know better than that.
Cambria County.
Oh.
Yeah, that's actually.
Well, my goodness.
We're the Tri-County Singers.
The Tri-County Singers. I should have quit while I was ahead. Doug's in Allegheny County. And
right.
What's up? What's next?
Yeah. Actually, classic. But this is an arrangement that I did quite a long time ago. I had another quintet together in my undergrad years in Wilkes-Barre named Syncopella, and I had put this together for them. So this is a holdover from that era. But this is going to feature Mark and Beth, actually.
When the sun goes down, burns the tar upon the roof, and your shoes get so hot, you wish your tired feet went by a pool. Under the boardwalk, down by the sea, yeah, on a blanket with my baby. Boardwalk, in the park, in the happy sounds of a carousel, we're spinning round and round. You can almost taste those hot dogs. Do it again, come back down. Do it again. Under the boardwalk, down by the sea, by the beautiful sea, on a blanket with my baby.
That's a White Noise. It's tickled listening to you guys.
Tickle me, Larry, which is rare.
Well, no, there's just so many things to ask you about and to listen about. Since Nathan arranged that, I'm going to ask you about the percussive parts of that. It took me a minute to realize you were the one making some of those noises and mouth percussion. Is that hard? How do you,
No.
Can you sort of give? Do you mind my asking you to sort of isolate yourself for a minute in case if you? I'm sure you heard it as you were listening, but can you demonstrate it sort of isolated just for a second?
Why do you want me to do my bongo sound?
Yeah, that's really and
it's
amazing, and he's actually playing the bongos with his hands as he does that, which I'm sure. Helps.
Yeah. You know, there's a tradition in this a cappella thing that, especially around the 40s, and you know, Louis Armstrong maybe was one of the first people who started scatting on record. And since then, singers have been simulating instruments. And so in the 1990s, when this a cappella revival happened with Spike Lee's Do It A Cappella and that kind of, there's a lot of groups that have come out with actual. People hired just to do vocal percussion, and a lot of them are, most of them are much better than me. But I mean, we try to add some extra things here and there to you know, thicken up the texture a little bit.
Well, I wouldn't discount yourself too highly. How did you, Nathan? You mentioned you did this in college, so you discovered vocal jazz or vocal ease. There's a lot of names for mm-hmm. this genre, but you discovered it, you know, fairly young, or maybe even younger. How did you?
Yeah, actually, I attended a camp in Wilkes-Barre through Wilkes University called Encore Music Camp, and a good friend of mine, Jamie Orfanella, who had attended North Texas University with the jazz vocal groups down there, Paris Rutherford, he had been a part of that and had established a vocal choir himself through that camp. And we actually got started doing an independent group, as I mentioned before, Syncopella. And then I did my master's degree down at the University of Miami. And, of course, they have outstanding groups there, too, with Larry Lappin and Jazz Vocal 1, 2, and 3. And I've always been interested in the genre. And so it's been a real pleasure and just a joy to have friends that are able to perform this music, and they actually do a lot of arrangements of mine that are much, much more difficult than even that one, and do a really great job with it. So it's a real joy to be around. You know, this whole project I wanted to mention is almost an excuse for us to get together. Since we're separated by distance now, it's almost an excuse to get together and just, you know, hang.
Yeah, it's clear, too. I mean, and your wife, Kristen, did you have a love of this style of music before you met, or did you marry the genre when you married Nathan? Or?
No, I was exposed to it in my school as well, especially in high school with Bill Sandell and Muhlenberg High School towards Reading, Pennsylvania. We had a jazz ensemble. I played in jazz instrumentally as well as vocally, as well as doing a lot of other styles of music. And I went to Westchester University, and I teach music, so I just appreciate all the different styles. And I think early on, Beth and I decided if we ever wanted to see our husbands, we had to join a group with them. So that also added to our excitement.
I can see that.
And in fact, that was part of it. We would go to their gigs. They were in a trio. The three of them were in a trio that performed. And so we would be sitting in the audience. Chris and I would be sitting in the audience and thinking, gee, it'd be nice if we could do that. Yeah.
Well, that's kind of why Ricky's over there answering the phones and keeping me on track. So we actually, this is our quality time together. it makes me, we have a once a week standing date. what's next? I'm just...
This is going to be
an
arrangement by Manhattan Transfer.
Oh, this is a song.
Java Jive.
A beverage song. Well, here, if you're just tuning in, this is the group known as White Noise.
Yeah, actually, this piece of music, I transcribed it. When we were singing at the venue that I mentioned before, where we started in Windburg, Pennsylvania, the place was called the Java House, and it was a coffee house. So I just thought, oh, this would be a great, of course, a very appropriate piece to do. So we got this worked up.
Later. I love coffee, I love Boston beans. Soybean. I said little itty bitty green bean. Cabbage and green. You know that I'm not without a mom. Unless it is a chili, chili bean.
Talking
green. I love Java, sweet and hot. I'm a coffee pot. You shoot me the pot and I pour me a shot. A cup of coffee.
Slip me a slug from that wonderful mug and I'll cut a rug that's snug in a jug.
Sing it.
Draw me a nickel in my pot.
Taking it slow, wait up, wait up, percolator. I love coffee, I love tea. I love the Java Jive and it loves me. Coffee and tea and the Java and me.
White Noise. And I told you before they started singing to keep in mind that this is all live and, you know, there's no trickery or anything taking place here. And the dynamics in that song, you heard them, you know, sort of fade in and fade out. These guys are mixing themselves as they play. Robert is doing a great job, too. Don't get me wrong, Robert Gray. Doing the technical work this morning, but it's really fun to watch you guys control your voices so well. And that's not easy, to be able to sing softly and loudly. And Now, Mark, how did you and Beth meet? I've always wanted to ask you that. I don't think I ever did.
We met at the Mountain Playhouse in Jennerstown, Pennsylvania, the Equity Summer Stock Theater. Way back when.
In 1984.
1984. Right, I was going to say that. I knew that.
Yes, it's not in the memory hole. Yeah. I got stuck on that just this week. It was the anniversary of Ricky's and my first date. And I guessed good. when Ricky said, "Do you know what today is?" And I remembered. But
she's got laser beam eyes on me right now.
I guessed very well. But so were you both performing? Or
I had been hired to play the drums in the quote unquote orchestra, which was four people at the time. The year before, I did that, and then the following year, I believe Beth was hired to play keyboards.
Yes, and we played keyboards and drums for all the musicals at the Mountain Playhouse for years.
Yeah, the orchestra was three people, two keyboard players and a drummer.
I was a synthesis, and then we had a piano, and Mark played drums.
Yeah, but we did that for years and years out there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's something. Mm-hmm. And I've been to lots of plays at Jennerstown, but generally they've not been musicals. Mm-hmm. So I was trying to think about if I've ever would have heard you play out there, and I don't think so. Looking back, and Doug, I know you've played with a lot of these. Well, you just know a lot of folks and end up playing a lot. Mm. But do you remember? You know, who did you meet first?
I guess it would have been Mark. Mm. Yeah, I actually played at the Mountain Playhouse too. Mm-hmm. But Mark and I did a duo for some time, just acoustic music, and then we met Nate, and he joined us, so we were a trio for a while. And
I kind of just stomped in and said, "Can I play with you?" Probably.
Yes. And then insisted on playing with us. Right. And we've done jazz incarnations and other things. We've recorded together. We have quite a history. Mm-hmm. And think about it. It's amazing.
Yeah, right.
I think people are often fascinated with the bass of a group like this. Mm-hmm. You know, how does it happen? You know, Is your voice always like that? I can't tell you. when you call Doug's answering machine, it's like this soniferous, you know, hello, this, you know, I can't, I'm not going to imitate it. But when did you sort of develop your voice? In high school, was it clear that you sang in that range?
Or? Yeah, right from the start. I've always just been in that range, and I wish I could sing higher sometimes, but you got to go with what you've got, so...
Well, and there are some tricks. I would imagine, at least, that there are some tricks when your voice is in that range in terms of transposing things, or at least I would imagine if you're more in the middle of the range that you can. Oh, not maybe me more versatile. I'm not sure what I mean, but you probably.
I think one of the hardest part when you're singing just acoustically, it's hard to get volume at that low level. Now with microphones, that helps immensely because we can compensate. But just singing, you know, without microphones, it's difficult to really get that full bass because you just can't project a lot of volume at that frequency range.
Do you think that people? Well, let me ask the question another way. I've observed. Bluegrass bands will lose a bass singer in a band that likes to occasionally do a four-part harmony, or somebody will be sick, and they'll say so-and-so is going to fill in on bass. And I'm thinking, how is that possible? Can people be taught to adopt, you know, use of the diaphragm or chest in a way that will allow them to sing a little lower, certainly not as well as you do, but in a pinch? I would think so.
I'm not the trained vocalist in the group by any means. I'm just self-taught. But Beth and Chris can probably attest to that.
From teaching high school, I know that when I hear voices in the hall, I hear a rich, sonorous voice like Doug has, and a student, even if that student's not in my choral groups, I'll go up to them and say, you know, you have an amazing voice. Because you can only go so low in a vocal range. And then you don't have a sound. And it's not good to stretch the vocal bands down that low and try and produce that when you don't have it naturally.
Is it the vocal cords as well as, you know, the diaphragm, or is it?
It's the vocal bands. Yeah. Vocal bands have a certain texture and density and a certain elasticity that allows them to produce those low pitches. The air supply, the diaphragm that you're talking about, just enables that to come out. So it's really the voice you've inherited, and Doug has inherited a low one.
And here I thought it was my fine physique always.
Well, that's part of it, though, of course.
I always thought it was like Samson. The hair, you know, provides all the strength.
I thought it was years of hard living. So I thought it was.
So you can, Beth, just not to overanalyze this, so it could be that a relatively small person since it's based on the vocal band, it's not necessarily based on body build or body type.
No, but certainly the resonance that Doug has, Doug's a tall person, and certainly the resonance that a person gets in that lower register is related to, you know, the rib cage size, the lung capacity, and all of that, the resonant part of it, yeah.
It's interesting. White Noise is the name of the group. Do you get to play out much? Can people hear you? I know it's hard for you to get together given your busy schedules.
It is hard to get together, and also the demand for a cappella music is not that great. And then we've got the Tri-County thing to work with. But most recently we sang, as Nathan mentioned, with the Johnstown Symphony Orchestra for their Christmas concert, their holiday concert. So that was great at the Pascarilla Center, beautiful facility there. We have an upcoming gig in Freedon's, which is in Somerset County.
It's a coffee house.
Coffee house, yeah. Which is really
but the
nice.
Answer to your question is no, we really don't perform very much. I think we'd all like to, but just where and how is not so easy.
Well, it's tough given how far away you are from each other. Some of you live together, but how far away everybody is from
each
other.
We all are involved in so many different projects, too, that it's difficult to find time. So if there's a gig, we work toward it. But we're not the best at trying to go and find the gigs because we all have other jobs.
Well, I'm so glad we have you here. There's time for a few more songs. It's now 20 before noon. If you're just tuning in, maybe you hit scan on the dial and heard this great version of Java Jive and you're thinking, what's going on here? Well, you're listening to a group called White Noise singing live on the Saturday Light Brigade, and we'll turn it right back over to you.
Dum dum dum. For the longest time. If you said goodbye to me tonight, there would still be music left to write. What else could I do? I'm so inspired by you. That hasn't happened for the longest time. Once I thought my innocence was gone, now I know that happiness goes on. That's where you found me, when you put your arms around me. I haven't been there for the longest time. Whoa, for the longest time. Whoa, for the longest time. I'm that voice you're hearing in the hall, and the greatest miracle of all is how I need you, and how you needed me too. That hasn't happened for the longest time. Maybe this won't last very long, but you feel so right, and I could be wrong. Maybe I've been hoping too hard, but I've gone this far, and it's more than I hoped for. Knows how much further we'll go on. Maybe I'll be sorry when you're gone. I'll take my chances. I forgot how nice romance is. I haven't been there for the longest time. I had second thoughts from the start. I said to myself, hold on to your heart. Now I know the woman that you are. You're wonderful this far, and it's more than I hoped for. I don't care what consequence it brings. I have been a fool for lesser things. I want you so bad, I think you ought to know that I intend to hold you for the longest time. Whoa, for the longest time. Whoa, for the longest time. Whoa, for the longest time. Whoa.
It's beautiful. Nathan Santa's doing the lead there. I think when Billy Joel did that, he did all the parts, right?
Yeah, that was all overdubbing.
Because that was a heck of a song that just came out of nowhere. And listening to you sing that, we talked before about contemporary groups practicing the craft of singing in this style, but that song makes one think of all the doo-wop groups. Are there any that you really... dig a lot, you know, looking back, coming to mind.
Any songs from that era?
Yeah, or? Songs or groups.
Yeah, well.
I mean, Little Anthony came to mind as you were singing. But.
You know, Billy Joel wrote that, that whole album was going back and nostalgically looking at music from that era. And so a lot of the music that was coming out on the radio at that point was nostalgic of doo-wop. And, you know, if you think about Stray Cats and some other groups that had more doo-wop-y type of harmonies and things like that back then. Chris and I, you know, grew up in that era, and we're always busting on each other about how we're the, you know, the 80s children.
That's okay. I think Stray Cats, you know, that's a new group to me. That's modern music. Mark agrees. I can tell by his stance there. That's new stuff, right? Wings. Yeah. Wings is new.
Yeah, right.
Well, yeah, Keeping the Faith is on that album,
sure,
I think,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
That would actually be a good song for you guys, I think.
We do a few Billy Joel tunes. We do River of Dreams and So It Goes.
And So It Goes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So.
Be a great wedding group to have, and I could also picture you guys doing jingles. I don't know if you've ever had that opportunity
or not.
We're
available. 814-629-9661. SpringwaterMG at earthlink.com.
There. And I'll,
or
we've,
Facebook.
.net, actually. Yeah.
Noise on Facebook.
We may have to take you up on that because I don't know. Some of the classic radio jingles all came out of a place in Texas called PAMS, P-A-M-S. Mm-hmm. And TM Productions is another one, and a lot of those are available to listen to, and I can tell by your smile that you probably have. They're wonderful.
Yeah, and Chicago, too, where the Singers Unlimited was born out of the studio singers who were singing jingles.
And what's fun is we're used to hearing those on the radio, and a lot of people like me are really into radio jingles. I have to be careful because we'll lose the audience if we talk about jingles too much. But what's cool is when you listen to these recordings, you know, we're all used to, when we hear the radio, we're used to hearing da 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 da. But what you get to hear instead of one and a two and a three and a four and a da 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 da, you get to hear the beginning and the end, and some of the outtakes and bloopers of those sessions are quite funny too. I should get you some recordings of some of those. White Noise is the group. I think I'll ask you about the name.
This is a funny story. We could not come up with a name. You know, when anybody that's done this must struggle with it just as we did. We had no idea what to call ourselves. We went through many, many different brainstorming sessions about what to call ourselves. And I was at Allstate Chorus with one of my students from Westmont High School and just taking a walk with him on a break. And I said, we can't come up with a name. Come up with some names for us. And he said, well, how about White Noise? Because we had been studying the properties of sound, and white noise is one of those properties of sound. Of course, we don't sound like white noise. We don't sound like...
Fortunately.
But for some reason, we came to a consensus on that.
I think it's because we had a job that night.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That was it.
Time
we
fact.
Had to call ourselves... It was... forcing us into calling ourselves something.
It just gave up, I think. That'll do.
But it was a student invention.
Well, good. You have to stick with it, once you come up with it.
When we sing with the Johnstown Symphony, the maestro is very formal about stuff. He's really wonderful, but he's very formal. So he calls us the White Noise. He introduces us as the White Noise.
And we come out in our tuxes. Yeah. So, yeah.
Do you wear tuxes for that performance?
Oh, yeah.
I would imagine.
Absolutely.
So. It's 12 before noon at the Saturday Light Brigade. I think we have time for probably three more, if you're up for it. Two or three more. I'll leave it up to you guys.
Sure. Johnson Road next.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's a James Taylor tune we'd like to do for you next. It's one of my favorites, actually.
Isn't this a King Singers arrangement?
Yes.
Yeah. It's called That Lonesome Road.
Walk down that lonesome road all by yourself. Don't turn your head back over your shoulder, and only stop to rest yourself when the silver moon is shining high above the trees. If I had stopped to listen once or twice, if I had closed if I had cooled my head and warmed my heart, I'd not be
feeling sorry for yourself. It doesn't save you from your troubled mind. Walk down that lonesome road all by yourself. Don't turn your head back over your shoulder and only stop to rest yourself when the silver moon is shining high, shining high above the tree.
White Noise, and the diversity and the range of songs you've been doing is just terrific. I want to be sure, if you're up for two more, I want to be sure we can get them in. I think we have, we should have time. We have about 6 or 7 minutes of radio time left, so I'm going to make sure we maximize that.
You do this one now? Okay.
Oh, yeah. That had to remind me of my part. I start some of these and I sometimes forget. Okay. Ready, guy?
That's White Noise. I was waiting for that dramatic pregnant pause in the middle of the song. And years ago, Brian and Gary used to play. They'd extend that pause in the middle of the it's the Rascals, right? In the middle of that version, and they'd play football highlights and things. And about a minute later, they'd come back. I really want to thank you guys for just before you end here. Thank you for being here in advance.
Thank you.
If you want to get in touch with White Noise, let me pledge to you, just reach us and we will get you in touch with them. You certainly can go to Springwater Music too, but if you're driving or if it's not convenient for you to remember that right now, we'll get you in touch with Nate and Mark and Doug and Beth and Kristen, and they together will find a way to sing for you. Looks like you're going to close with a song we'll all recognize. Thank you for being here.
I will sleep in peace, I will dream of you. Oh, Danny boy, until you come to me. Oh, Danny boy, the pipes are calling.
then down the mountainside. The summer's gone and all the flowers are dying. Tis you must go and I must bide. But come ye back when summer's in the meadow, or when the valley's hushed and white with snow. Tis I'll be here in sunshine or in shadow. Oh, Danny boy, oh, Danny boy, I love you so.
And if you come when all the flowers are dying, and I am dead, as dead I well may be, you come and find the place where I am lying, and kneel and say and Ave there for me.
And I shall hear those soft to tread above me, and all my dreams will warm and sweeter be. If you'll not fail to tell me that you love me, until you come to me. Oh, Danny boy, the pipes, are calling from glen to glen and down the mountainside. The summer's gone and all of her white with snow. Tis I'll be here in sunshine or in shadow. Oh, Danny boy, oh, Danny boy, I love you so. I will sleep in peace, I will dream of you.
Oh, Daddy boy,
until you come to me, to me.
White Noise, thank you. Boy, there's no hiding your voice when you sing in a group like White Noise, and you have five tremendous singers that together form one tremendous group. Thanks to them for being with us today, and thanks to you for tuning in as well. Join us again next week. This is Larry Berger along with Ricky Berger. Thanks to Robert Gray for a great job on live sound today. Join us again next week for the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh, 90.1 WIUPFM Indiana, 91.1 WSAJ Grove City, 91.7 WNJR Washington, 91.7 WCUC Clarion, and live and on demand at slbradio.org.